Black Quagmire.
There we go.
What's the word?
That's me, Mr. Wartley. Glad to be here.
That's what's up.
As you know, I just came off the road. Took me a brief little nap and a bath, and I came to see you. But I've been good. I've been working.
That's what's up.
I need to get back in the booth with you. I want to set up a session before I leave, if possible.
Of course. Whenever you're ready. I don't keep a free schedule, but I got, you know.
Far from it. One of the busiest people I know.
So you had a show last night. How'd that go?
Show went great. It was actually like during the day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was a car show and bike show. Other artists, Orange Nick in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Never heard of it. Sorry.
It was the first time.
Okay.
It's a small town. A lot of people there weren't from there.
Uh-huh.
There were actually even artists from your neck of the woods, L.A.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah. I'm going to show you her music, too, because I know her from a group.
Oh, so she's an artist herself?
Yeah. She's one of the artists, one of the many artists that came, but she's in a group based out of L.A.
Okay.
And I did a show there opening for them.
What brings them out here?
She came for the show. Every artist that came, they came from Chicago, Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
You know, she...
I didn't know it was like that.
The lady that put it together, she's like music-oriented. She's really into the music scene. So a lot of artists, I guess she's just in touch with them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of tapped in and we went and it was good. It was good to interact with the other artists, like people that have real artistry, you know.
Nice.
You hear a lot of artists. You know the people that put the time in and actually listen to the guys like you that know something that can make it sound better.
Appreciate it.
My set.
I was going to ask you about that.
You asked me about my show. Let's talk about my set. It was like a movie. And I want to say the third artist. And I was supposed to be further down the list, but we started on CPT. And that's actually worked out for me because I was on CPT. I was supposed to arrive earlier than I did. I got there late and they were just starting. So I was like, okay, that actually worked in my favor.
All right.
I was able to chill, watched a couple artists, and then I went on and everybody, when I was performing, I think a lot of people are always kind of like a deer in the headlights. They stop. They're either really into it or they just stop and they're like,
trying to figure out what they're looking at type thing.
And also they're trying to digest what they're hearing because I'm different. So a lot of people are like, what did she say? And then, you know, like and so afterwards I stuck around for the whole show because I like seeing the other artists. If I have the time, if I don't have another event, stuff like that.
Nice.
Everybody came up to me. You know, I interacted with everybody except for the girl out of LA. And it's just, we missed each other. I was watching the show and she got away from me, but I'm going to hit her on Instagram probably because she's fire.
Okay.
But
how's the sound? You know me.
So. With her?
No, with the whole system. Oh, like
it was great. I loved the, like I told you before I even left, the movie aspect.
Movie aspect? What do you mean?
I mean, like, your show set, it makes the music pop.
Oh,
it's like,
oh, I didn't know you were talking about me. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Definitely, because it's like, I do so many shows, and I might get a mix done. For the most part, I have like a preset mix.
Gotcha.
What would be at the time, whether it's 5, 7, 10, 12, whatever number of minutes I got, like preset mixes.
Okay.
So that's why I don't usually come for a mix.
Mm-hmm.
But I want something different. I told you the experience last week in South Carolina.
Right.
The radio guys had said something about not having a mix or a proper mix. And so I'm trying to revamp.
Okay.
And I'm rebranding too. So I figured, let me hit up CJ. Okay. Let me see. And I'm glad I did. Everybody was like, man, like, and they all asked the same question. So is the studio out of Atlanta? bro. Nah. It is what it is, but we're in the country and I prefer it that way. Atlanta's cool for what it's for.
Yeah.
But you think about how quiet it is here and how people still fuck with you and compare that to try to be in a city, motherfuckers follow you. Like I've had some weird ass shit happen to me in Atlanta and I don't even live in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I love the music scene. I love being out in it. But when it's time to go home, I want to come home.
You said yesterday, actually, that you kind of duck off and you start writing. Are you inspired when somebody messes with you? Or is it something that just pops in your head? Or
it's random.
It's random?
Okay. I am inspired by somebody messing with me on the job. It's But it's like a different kind of inspiration. Like, it doesn't really make me mad, but there are certain things that I can't necessarily say to them in a work environment that I can say in my song, and it's not as frowned upon. It's like, oh, this sounds good. It's not like, oh, you sound like you're threatening your coworker. Like,
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
That's
gotcha.
That's kind of how it is. Yeah, I try to try to do that. I had no idea that you had recorded that many artists until I seen the website. Like, you know, I come in here, so I've seen what's on the wall, but that's just a fraction. You know, you have such a catalog, and I was like, man,
Thank you. To
really go through, it's like exactly like you said, you really have worked with everybody. So when people say that they don't know you, it's almost like you're trying to be funny.
You know, working with artists like yourself, it's fun again. It's for sure. Yeah. It's inspiring. I mean, you've grown a lot since the day I met you. You really have.
I have.
And
I'm all a whole positive. Different person.
You really are. A lot calmer, a lot, like, I remember the early videos that we did together. The knuckleheads you brought with you, like, oh, man. Remember when I had the green screen up? I think it was maybe the first video that we shot.
Yeah.
And you brought two individuals with you, and they were sitting there meowing, like making all these annoying sounds, and I screamed at them. I'm like, okay, now I feel like somebody's dad. Like, they annoyed the shit out of me.
And sometimes, to be young.
Like, yeah, I just think about all the things, like, damn.
It's crazy. And you remember that. I only remember that because you're saying it, because at the time I was on drugs. I was smoking that damn K2 hard.
And I still don't know what the hell that is. I don't want to know.
It's cotton covered in chemicals. It's fake weed. Don't recommend it. Very ghetto. Okay. But when you said that, I instantly remembered, because we were here, but not here. We were like on the other side.
Right.
And the green screen. And that was my first video, I want to say. That wasn't my first. My first was the one you sent me from the studio the other day. That was like the second.
Yeah.
Because I was nervous about doing visuals. I've always been kind of funny about doing visuals.
Why?
I think it's like a personal insecurity with being overweight. I think it's very subconscious. I think that I'm just now coming to the point where it's like, yeah, I think that's what you do. I think you're kind of reserved from the camera for that reason.
Okay.
But I'm outgrowing that too.
Nice.
And I'm making strides towards getting my body to where I will feel more confident and be more ready to.
You have lost a lot of weight.
You're very welcome. Let's do a video. Let's because people ask for that from me all the time. They want visuals.
It's funny you say that, because you tell me you're performing all the time.
I am.
So what's the difference?
The performing, I feel free. I don't really think about that. I feel like I'm in my rare form, like being myself. Like,
okay. You've always performed since I've known you.
Yeah. The camera, I think it kind of gives me like a little bit of a stigma. I'm always thinking like, well, damn, is my shirt button right? Am I, you know, like, it's little stuff. It's not like I'm like, oh, God, I'm so fat, I don't want to be on the camera because I'm fat, I'm not ugly. I know that. But it's just little stuff that I will overthink, or that I would in the past. And like I said, I'm better with it now, but for years, I put songs out and did shows and had no videos to show for it. Really, the last video that I did was with you.
Wow.
I haven't done anything since then. And I'm not really a visual thinker. And that's why I like when you're like, well, okay, well, this is a song. Well, let's do it like this. I like that about you.
Thank you.
Like being able to get an opinion of somebody. First of all, you're a professional. At the time, I didn't even know you were a professional. But
thank you.
Just the opinions that you give. And I'm like, okay, I'll try it. And then I see it at the end and I'm like, holy shit, how did you make this look like this? Like, it's like a movie. And so I definitely want to do it again.
Have you ever been to Jekyll Island?
I want to say I went with you.
No, that was St. Simon's Island.
Didn't we go to two different ones? Or did we go to Sapelo?
Did we go to Jekyll?
I thought we went to two.
Mm-mm, we went to two different locations
on St. Simon.
St. Simon's.
Okay.
I still remember that like it was yesterday.
I want to be able to hone in on who I'm marketing to. I've done it before, and mm-hmm. I don't know if I told you, but I kind of got a weird backlash about Black being on Quagmire. It was a good way for me to see, like, wow, I really can reach people that are in different places, but I want to be able to hone in and be like, okay, I want this to reach people that are into hip hop, not people that have absolutely no interest in it, that are only clicking on it because they see Black and they want to comment some ignorant shit. That's what I felt like I got when I put out ads with Facebook. I only tried with Facebook. Mm-hmm. My next move is to try with Instagram. And somebody told me that TikTok is really good for it.
But it is.
I don't have a lot of stuff on TikTok. A lot of my stuff is like footage from live shows.
You can put that on TikTok?
Not when there's butt naked strippers. They flag me. Like a lot of the stuff that I posted, they flag me immediately. So I kind of got to revamp. I got to go on there and learn how to TikTok to where it's appropriate, because it's mostly kids and I had to figure that out. Like,
it just clicked what you said.
I'm like, damn, why do they keep flagging all my videos? I posted like 6 videos and they flagged 5 out of 6, and I'm like, what the fuck? I don't get it. But
butt naked strippers.
I mean, yeah. It's just a little flash. It wasn't like a big thing, but then when I look and it's like, oh, okay, most of the comments are coming from kids. I'm talking about 14 to 12. It's like, oh, okay, this is why they're blocking this shit. Let me go ahead and revamp. So I'm rebranding, and I started with, Instagram and Facebook. I might redo my Twitter. I haven't been heavy on Twitter, but I definitely, my next one is TikTok that I'm redoing.
This is what I didn't ask you. I think you said it, but maybe not for me to comprehend it. The sound of the show, how was it compared to the rest of the show, the rest of the performers? Like, could you tell that your set was on a professional basis versus everyone else's, or was it the same across the board? Were you really focused on that?
I could tell that my sound was better than probably all the shows that I've done this summer.
Oh.
But I knew that.
That's not what I was looking for, but okay.
I knew that when you were doing it. You know, remember we were sitting in there and I was like, wait a minute, did you just remastered my mastered song right before my very eyes? And you're like, no, not yet. I'm going to do that in a second. I got to close this session out right now. I'm just putting the little tweaks on it. And I'm like, damn, I should have came to you when the summer started, even just to solidify those 5, 7, 12 mix. Mm-hmm. You know, I should have did that because it sounded better. And it sounded okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, decent. I could perform it. I can enunciate and I could project and I know how to hold the microphone. So I can make that old mix work.
Mm-hmm.
But this new one, it just resonated different. I could hear it different.
Thank you.
And that
Thank
it
you.
Makes it easier to perform because it's like, it's my music. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I made the mix yesterday and did the show yesterday, but I know my music and I practice my song. So even not having the mix done, that wasn't an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But to just hear the clarity. And also that little break with the you'll see it because I did get somebody to record me. You'll see me stop and I smile and I'm like, okay, wait. Okay, I got to go back into my set. And then go Craig. Like, I had, but it just makes me as an artist feel like an artist. Like,
there you go. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I asked you, honestly.
It sounded better. It felt better. And the other artists, they didn't have bad show mixes. A lot of them, they had what I had prior to coming here yesterday.
Okay.
You know, they had, like, it was okay. Like, oh, okay, you had an okay mix, but I could point you to somebody, and I've never been a type to be like, well, I got the best in town. I don't want to tell you who it is because it's going to undercut me. I'm not like that.
I know.
I know your work can't be duplicated. Wow. Like you said, they could buy the same shit, but they can't get the same sound.
Come on.
and I'm saying that honestly because I feel the same way about myself. Somebody else could get the same beat as me, but they're not going to do what I do with it.
Right.
So I'm not worried about nobody coming to work with
you. I appreciate that.
I'm worried about you fucking somebody up because they are disrespectful or like I know the people.
Right.
So I might know your music and be like, damn, your sound would be fire with CJ. But are you going to come in here and respect his place of business and him as a man? Because I'm going to feel bad if you got to get fucked up on account of you being a dumbass. And I knew you were a dumbass ahead of time, so I really set you up.
Right.
And I tell people that. I say, hey, man, I got the best studio that you're going to find.
Wow.
But there's certain shit that you can't do. And that shit will off-put people. And it's like, I'm torn between being like, maybe I should just give them your info and let them fucking crash and burn. Or maybe I should tell them up front, hey, listen, what you're trying to do is not going to be what you're able to do. You need to treat this like a job. You made me look at music like a job because I was a hobby rapper. With all of my talent, it didn't matter.
Right.
It's like you said, like the structure, I needed that, but the discipline, I lacked it. So it was like, okay, yeah, you tell me how to do a video, cool. But then if you tell me how to do something else, I don't know if I like that. Right. When in reality, I needed that because I was just flailing about. I'm just doing shit. I'm doing shit. So now that I'm older, it's like other artists, I don't want to send you a young me. Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I appreciate that. I do.
I want you to get somebody that you could get something productive out of and be like, you know what? Bet. Like, I want your referrals. Because I don't want somebody that's going to make you be like, shit, I'm not even finna record you no more. Like, don't call me. Like, I know that it can get like that because I know how people are.
Yeah.
And I felt it. It's like, okay, I've become introverted. I used to be so outgoing and I love to have crowds of people around me. I'm not like that no more. It's just me.
I can tell.
I pulled up to the event and they're like, where are your people? I'm like, I don't have any people
up here.
Oh God! Like I just came to do the show, and they're like, "You sure?" I'm like, "Yeah." Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And
you know, it's funny you say that. Every show locally here, I used to film, and people used to always look at me like I'm crazy. I show up by myself. I'd have my gear, and I'm just capturing everything. But I'm so nonchalant. It's like this fly on the wall, and people are like. You know, I've watched other people do it and they'll be in the middle of the dance floor or they'll see some girls twerking or something and they're like right on top of them because they want to twerk with them, but they forget they're filming. But I'm using a telephoto lens and I'm back far getting the whole thing and then I'm zooming in.
Yeah.
And then when they see the footage, they're like, yeah, because I'm like up on, you know, like up in the rafters or something filming down. So I ain't got to worry about somebody in the way because I usually have lighting with me. But then I learned if you have the best light, everybody that got a camera is going to use it.
Mm.
So I'm sitting there filming and all of a sudden you got all these people in front of you because they're using my light to get the shot. So I'm like, okay, how do I adjust this? So then that's when I had to start upgrading the lenses and the gear and stuff like that. And basically having a camera that I could see in the dark from afar.
And not just buying the shit, but building the shit.
Yeah.
Like getting in here and
like building the rig up, stuff like that. Like what a lot of people... What I learned through the years is when you're filming, you always want to film what the DJ is doing. So if you have a recorder connected to their system while they're DJing live, whether they're on the microphone, whatever, and you're filming and you can sync all that up, that's you know, it's just like doing a comedy clip.